Good morning. This is a day of remembrance and celebration in our church. Today is what we remember as All Saints Day, when we remember our loved ones and friends and family who have passed away, who have died in this last year. But we do it in this community. We do it remembering and trusting and hoping, if we have trouble with our belief, that they are with God. It's also a day when we have up here the AIDS quilt. In the top left-hand corner is the piece from old church, our church years ago. It hasn't been in the sanctuary for now 12 years, so we bring that back to remember the many losses we have had in this city and in this congregation. But in the midst of some sorrow, there is also joy. Glenn Potter and Steve Basic were married at October 21st in the City Hall after 42 years of being together. He is at a conference this weekend, but said I could tell you about that joy and celebration. Also remind you that there is a rummage sale here in the church next Saturday on the 8th. You can bring your items until Friday and put them in Megan Rohr's office. Would also tell you that it's Pledge Dedication Sunday next week when you bring your filled out cards, so if you would bring those. And I will take a moment to say that I spent a fair amount of my Saturday at Glide Memorial Church yesterday. I was part of an interfaith ecumenical service that was put together to say no to Proposition 8. Now, I went there just as myself, as your pastor, because I feel strongly about this. And I'm in a city where I get the chance to say, yes, I believe in love and fidelity for all people. And they had this service, and they thought 10 pastors and religious leaders would come, and 50 came. And your mayor spoke in a way that was from the heart, and he impressed me to say, this is a civil right and a right for all God's people. And then there were singing and stories that was amazing, and I went to the service. I just robed up, and I stood at certain times and sat down when they told me to. But the blessing is I heard God's good news yesterday, and that's a rare thing for a pastor. I heard a message of hope. I heard a message that said, may all God's people be able to live in love. And there was at least 7 of your members there. So I got that privilege, and I just want to tell you how fine it is to be your pastor during this season. I don't think many of my friends get to do this. They don't get to say, I see love in all sorts of forms, and I get to say yes to it. So thank you for letting me be your pastor in San Francisco, California, which is a lovely place to be. And now we have a moment from Michael Berg, if you would speak.
Hello, everybody. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to an old friend of the church, and that's our panel at the AIDS Memorial Quilt, which you see up at the very top on the left. My wife, Nina, and I joined this church back in, I think it was 1995, Nina. It was right before I, as president of the board of directors, took the AIDS Memorial Quilt, along with about a billion other people, to Washington, D.C. And we were able to lay panels out such as this. We had almost 50,000 of them and cover the entire mall.